Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
WSIU 709 monitoring. Good morning, 944. How you doing?
I am doing okay. I might be at the limit of the 675.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy that. Repeat.
I had said I might be at the limit of the 675.
Sounds good on this end. Yeah, I got you loud and clear. Loud and clear.
This is WSIV 944, be clear.
944, how am I coming across here now?
USHF 567 monitoring. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. Come on, Mike, WSHF 567. Yeah, morning time out there, Sam.
Roger, Dodger.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WWB 49, and we're standing by.
Roger, Roger. WRUZ 935. Yeah, who cares? What was that? It's all broke up. Yeah, it was all broke up. Your hearing is broke up. That's what's wrong with your hearing.
What's going on, Jim?
Yeah, not much. Just thinking about getting some breakfast.
Now?
Yeah, it's breakfast time. It's like 8:20.
Well, maybe I can convince Cyril to go for some breakfast in a little bit, but it wouldn't be right now.
Yeah, she's gotta do her hair, take a shower. She's probably still sleeping.
Well, there was a guy that was on the CB over in my neighborhood over in Roseville. He was in a wheelchair. Nice kid. He had a saying, "You got that kid right."
Wheelchair Mike. Yep, there you go.
No, it wasn't Mike. I forgot what his name was, but no, his name was Johnny. That's right, because everybody referred to him as Johnny Big Stick. Big Stick was his handle, and Johnny was his name. So there you go, Johnny Big Stick.
And his adult name ended up being Tripod.
I do not know. One of Paul's friends ran him off the radio. His mom took the radio away from him. Because one of Paul's friends was yelling at him.
Oh, no.
I think that was probably about 10 years before Paul became friends with that guy. So. But anyway, Johnny's gone from the CB. He was like 2 blocks away from my house. So he just hammered me. He was a good kid. But sometimes a pain. But anyway, it was funny at times. So anyway, I should probably go wake her up. We have to go shopping for a new refrigerator.
That's good. What happened to your refrigerator? Does it stop working?
Well, I think there should be some kind of a heater or something for the defrost cycle. It must not be working because it never defrosts. Not like it should. So about twice a year we have to defrost it because the refrigerator gets warm and all the food spoils in there if you don't catch it when you're out of town. So that's what happened again. I think the last time it happened, it was just before Cheryl was on her way to her sister's house and had to delay it by a day because the thing froze up and everything. You got to defrost it, and there's water all over the floor and pain in the neck.
Better make sure the evaporation tray isn't clogged.
It's not. It could be the defrost timer. This is a really, really old, old refrigerator, so it's time to replace it.
Buy a new one.
Yeah, and then like a year later, make sure you get like an extended warranty on it, because I have to replace my ice maker like a year afterwards.
Well, I'll never hook up an ice maker.
Handy to have in the summer. WSHM 738, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a portable ice maker that I bought for camping and I haven't used it. But you can just put it on your tabletop and it makes ice.
Does that ice maker shoot you in the face?
No.
In the back, that's what ice does.
No, it just pulls you down to the ground and stomps on your face.
Yeah, well, all that's only the ice that needs more training.
Jim is kind of right. I didn't do it with mine, but, you know, these refrigerators aren't built like they were 30 years ago.
Oh, they're breaking all the time now. I forgot what brand to stay away from, but, yeah, do some reviews on different brands and see which one's one of the better ones. But, yeah, I've been hearing people talk about them, and I see it on Facebook. It's like, yeah, don't buy this. The new stuff is junk.
Get Samsung.
I bought a Frigidaire. Am I okay with that one, Jim?
That's the one I have. I got a Frigidaire with the ice maker, and it's got the water. I like the water on the door. It's what I like. It's filtered. I got a filter in there, and that's the one I have to replace the ice maker. But I found a place online that sold them like really cheap and brand new, and just plugged in. And then my the solenoid went on the back for the water lines. And I replaced that myself. So, other than that, it's working fine. Everything else works so far.
Yeah, other than when it breaks, it's working fine.
Calorie edition or just a regular Frigidaire?
Yeah, other than when it breaks, it works fine.
Well, as far as, the freezer works, the refrigerator works. I don't have any problems in that sense. So everything else is fine on it. As long as it keeps things cold, that's all I want. But yeah, it's maybe, I bought it maybe three, 4 years ago.
Okay, I got a great joke, but I can't tell it here.
Okay, tell it on 590. WRUV
578. Ah, boy.
Don't buy a Samsung, they're junk.
They make great TVs.
Hey, crappy fridges. I got one. Thank God I got the extended warranty. USGG 772, Shelby Township.
Yes, and good morning.
WRUZ 935.
How'd you like that joke? You remember that? That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, definitely get the extended warranty. You can thank me later for it. All right.
They do say that, and so just make your measurements, how deep, how tall, and how wide, and the rest is your choice. You have millions to pick from.
Actually, we don't, because it's a little bit shorter than standard. I know my refrigerator, we've got my refrigerators down here in the basement. It's too big. It doesn't fit. Too tall, too wide. But hers is a little shorter than normal, so our choices are going to be more limited by, you know, by how high above the floor the cabinets are. But yeah, got the measurements in my wallet. And actually, the refrigerators that have the least amount of problems are the ones with the least amount of features. You know, I told her, so we're not getting anything stupid like, you know, you tap the screen on it and it's got a camera that shows you what's inside the refrigerator. Nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing all the, yeah, I'm not doing a $3,000 refrigerator.
No, but then there's styles, right? And you may be limited, but you got the, you know, refrigerator over the freezer. You got side-by-sides. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough choice.
Now, we've already discussed that. It's probably going to be a bottom freezer, double door on top. Because those seem to, if it's a single door on top, it doesn't matter, but it will be a bottom freezer. Because you're in and out of the refrigerator 72 times, and you go in the freezer once. You know, you grab a roast out of the freezer, and then everything else, you're in and out for condiments and other things. So, bottom freezer is the way to go. Besides that, cold air sinks, so it's the more efficient way to do it.
Oh, mine doesn't smell down there in the freezer.
No. Sinks, not stinks. It would.
You get a built-in sink in a freezer?
It would if it was in Cleveland, Paul.
It washes dishes, too. It's got a sink.
You guys are terrible.
Well, I just did this last summer, right? I replaced the refrigerator, the stove, and the stovetop. So I did all three appliances. Boom.
And a garbage disposal, too.
Oh, yeah, I did that, too. Yeah, I forgot about that one. And the dishwasher 10 or 12 years before that.
Is it time to go to bed yet?
I don't know. Did you see my refrigerator, John?
I did. I don't remember it, but I did see it in your kitchen.
Yeah, but the insides, you know, the layout, they're all kind of tough. They make bigger, which gives you more room, but you got to have the hole to throw it in a...
Yeah, here, let me do a remodel on the kitchen, you know, because I want a bigger refrigerator. So, that's pretty much what it boils down to. So, and if we did remodel the kitchen, I would just move mine upstairs. My refrigerator, you know, mine is an LG, and I think LG actually has a bad rating, but mine must have been made before they, you know, got bad.
Yeah, I forgot what I spent on this one, but I think it was, I don't know, I got some holiday deals amongst the other deal, and I bought like a bunch of stuff, so yeah, it's tough to say, but I think it was around $2,000, but I think it was cheaper after the discounts.
Well, mine's at least 20 years old, and I spent $1,800 on mine, which was, you know, pricey back when I bought it. I think it was about 20 years ago. I was trying to think, you know. So I had it back when, you know, in my house, and that was well before I moved in here, and that's been like 13, 14 years ago already.
I don't know. You get used to what you got. I mean, I was used to what I had is what was in here is when I moved in. But it was a side-by-side, so I kind of changed it, you know what I mean? So, fitting the spot perfect, though, so I can't complain there.
Yeah, you got a bottom freezer, right?
Now I do, yeah.
Yeah, I went that way, like I say, over 20 years ago.
I'm not sure, it just seems different, and there's a middle drawer, too, and you can make that for whatever you want, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're going to have that kind of room, you know, because yours is probably, you know, a bit taller than, you know, what we have, so it would kind of shrink down capacity to have an extra drawer.
Yeah, there's a middle drawer, and I think you can make that, like, refrigerator, or you can make that freezer, so you can make that whatever you want, I believe.
Well, we don't need to make it, you know, anything like that, extra freezer, because we got the stand-up freezer over, you know, over here. I got to get rid of that that chest freezer. It's the one my parents had bought. It's sitting down here. It's doing nothing, but it's a place to stack boxes on. So that's a problem with the chest freezer. You know, you want to put stuff on top of it, then you can't get into it ever. So that's why we got the upright. Over.
I'm sending you a picture of all the luxurious room up in the top half.
All right.
They make some with a lot more room inside, but you gotta have the space to jam it in, right? And like you said, without re-engineering the kitchen, right? You just want to buy something that fits in there. There's your options.
Yeah, jam it in the space. Yeah.
That's right. So there you go. I haven't had any problems with this one, Jim, but it's technically still kind of brand new, not even a year old.
What brand? Oh, it's a Frigidaire, okay. Well, yours is newer than mine. I had mine for a little bit. I got mine at Best Buy. They had, like, one of the better prices.
Oh, okay. I think I heard something about Best Buy appliances, and I don't want to season the subject, but I'll see if anybody else has any opinions on that, if they've heard anything. But, yeah, mine's the gallery line. I'm not sure what that means. It's a name, right?
Yep. Sometimes Home Depot has some decent sales on their appliances. Not sure if there's any holidays coming up. Is it February? No, not really. Punchy Day, that's a holiday, right?
I think that's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
I think it's the 17th.
Yep, right after Valentine's Day.
Alan who?
Valentino.
Yeah, the massacre. Everybody... I think that's what they celebrate, right? The massacre?
No, that's on Thanksgiving. What was that? The Alice's Restaurant Massacre.
No, I thought it was the Valentine's Massacre.
Well, there was one there, too.
Do you see all that luxurious room in a refrigerator?
Yeah, and then I see a bunch of that room taken up by that box in the upper left-hand corner.
Upper left-hand corner?
Oh. Upper left-hand corner.
The ice maker box.
Yeah, that encroaches on takes away a bunch of refrigerator space. So, and on the door, there's no shelves there because you have to have the dispenser and all that stuff. So it takes up a lot of room.
Yeah, when you come in from hauling 16 yards of dirt in your front lawn, you'll appreciate that water dispenser.
Well, see, that's the difference. I would just, stand inside the house behind the picture window and watch out over the lawn and watch the workers hoofing that 16 yards of dirt, and I would just pay them. Is that a Pizza Popolis box in that refrigerator?
Yeah, I got one last night.
Man, you dog. You know, Cheryl doesn't like Pizza Popolis. I do. You know, it's like, you know, when somebody says, you know, where do you go for your favorite pizza? It's like, well, that would depend on the style of pizza that I want. Because there's more than one style of pizza, and you have to appreciate them as their own individual pizza. Just because you put the name pizza on them doesn't mean they're all the same.
Oh, you did see the name on the top of the box. It does if you pay close attention to that.
Lollies. Yep. I mean, you know, for somebody to only know one kind of pizza, that'd be like saying, hey, what's your favorite car? Well, you know, what I like in a compact car is different from what I like from a mid-sized family car is different from what I like from a luxury car or a sports car or a pickup truck or a suburban type, you know, sport utility vehicle. I mean, there's different, they have different favorites for different categories.
Yeah, this is true. WSHM 738.
WRUZ 935.
WSGG 772.
I mean, you know, that's like asking, what's your favorite gun? For what purpose?
So when you going shopping for a refrigerator today?
Yeah, waiting for Cheryl to wake up. We were on our way back, and she was drinking iced tea, which if she drinks anything with caffeine, it keeps her up. So it was, I went to bed, it was about midnight, and she was still up, so I don't know what time she went to bed.
I hit the radio on last night. I think she was talking on 5-9.
No, she doesn't talk like that.
No, it's a joke.
I was serious. She doesn't talk like they do.
Well, you can say that about most people.
That is true. Well, except maybe like drunken sailors and stuff like that.
What's Chris got to do with this?
Chris,
let me tell you one thing.
Oh, I'd tell you what. Yeah, Either that or the biker trash that used to argue with them.
Yeah, I think it was funny. You used to listen to that guy get on early in the evening, and he was pretty sober, and his evening went on. It got worse.
Oh, that was something. I mean, you know, yeah, in the beginning it was, and it was every evening. He was just talking just like this right here. But the longer it went on, the more he was slurring his words, and next thing you know, he was passed out. At one time he passed out with his microphone keyed.
But these guys all died. I know he passed away, right? How about Don Spindleman? Is he dead?
Spindleman's dead. Claude's dead.
Oh, Spindleman did die?
Yeah, he did. He finally died.
Oh, well, one can't mourn forever. So anyways, I remember when they were fighting and Chris was like a few kilohertz up the band, I don't know, 10 or something, 20, 15, I don't know. Anyways, I remember going, "Hey, Chris, Don's down there. Crap talking to you."
Poking the bear.
He goes down there and starts, they get into a fight, and then they get Chris. I don't even want to cover the rest. You know the rest.
Yeah. Well, for a while, he was, Chris went down to 3765, so he was, you know, he was 100 kcs down, and it's like, it gotta be on 65.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, well, this is before all that. I think it was like when he first separated, you know, it was going on for a month or something. He was, you know, just a little bit above their heads, so. All right, well, there you go. When's our next snow coming?
I don't know, man. My phone still got that picture of that beautiful refrigerator.
It's a nice one. If it stays working, I'm happy.
Well, it ain't going to work very good with them damn doors hanging open like that.
Yeah, I know.
You should close them, man. I mean, my phone's sitting here with them doors on your refrigerator open for a long time now. Oh, wait a minute. That's not a live feed.
It seems to me like there's never enough room in the freezer, you know what I mean, to me. But then again, the side-by-side, that was pretty narrow on the freezer side. It just ran from top to bottom, of course. But, you know, cubic feet to cubic feet, I don't know.
Greg?
Go ahead.
WSHF 567. Good morning, Paul. Good morning to the fellow CBers, or GMRSers. Hope you all have a good day. And I just wanted to get in there and say good morning, and I'm back quiet.
Sam, good morning.
Morning, Sam.
Morning.
Waving my hand on this 65-meter band.
Waving right back.
65-centimeter band, yeah. 65 meters would be a whole lot different frequency.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah?
You talked to Aggie in the last, like, let's say, 4 days?
No, I haven't. Is he in the hospital?
I don't know, man. I just haven't heard him in the last 4 days. I'm going to try to give him a call this morning.
I thought you wanted to rekindle that rumor. Hey, even ants on a picnic, they're looking for food. Nothing wrong with feeding ants.
Okay, enough of that. I just wanted to, you know, just say good morning and hello, and that's it. You guys have a good day. I'm back quiet.
All right, Sam. Good morning.
I gotta turn the volume down on this radio. You gotta watch this video.
guys are interrupting.
Let's see, because the title, it says, horrifying DHS agents stop a woman in Minnesota recording them with guns drawn. Local police officer saves woman. Got to watch this.
It just seems, yeah, I get it, but it just seems like they are acting a little goon squad-ish, right? And of course, people are going to say, well, they're getting rid of criminals. I got no problem getting rid of the criminals, right? The illegal criminals, I got no problem with, right? But, you know, I think it's going a little beyond that, isn't it?
Well, you have the right to record. These people are in public spaces, and you have no expectation of privacy, and your First Amendment rights, the First Amendment gives you the right to record what's going on. So these officers are having a fit because they don't want to be recorded because they're doing illegal stuff. They're violating people's human rights, and they don't. The agents don't like that because, you know, and I saw it posted. It was the perfect post, and that you know, the cameras are a weapon because the weapons or the phones, you know, contain the thing that they fear the most, the truth. Those videos will expose the truth of what happened. So, all right, let me watch this video. I'll be right back. WRUZ 935.
All right. You seen the last video of that guy getting shot, didn't you, Jim? I know that guy named Freddy or whatever his name is. You've seen that one, right? Where they nailed him with back 10 times?
Nah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I'm not saying the guy deserved to die, but then they showed a few days later a video of him 11 days earlier spitting at a agent and kicking the taillight lens out of the SUV. So, he wasn't exactly an innocent guy. You know, but I'm not saying he should have died for what happened that day. I'm just saying, at first glance, he's just not as innocent as it seems. And again, I'm not justifying the shooting. I'm just saying.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I seen that one. And I don't know. It seemed like it was almost AI generated, you know, because I've never seen somebody kick tail light out. You know, you would think that the lens would just crack, you know, not just the whole thing fall out.
That does seem kind of weird, right?
Yeah, that part seemed weird. Really? A tail light falling out?
It's a pretty good precision kick.
I guess anything's possible, but I don't know, it didn't seem real to me on that part.
Yeah, I got no idea. It's a crazy world, though. Crazy world.
Oh, boy. It's kind of nippy out here. It's 10 degrees out.
Well, it's been warmer than it's been. 10 is like a heat wave.
Yeah, we have a... it's supposed to be in the 20s today, I guess. Oh, that's going to be nice. I'm already. It's Friday.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be 32 on Friday, so that'd be like a big heat wave and start melting some of the snow away, but I think it's supposed to snow that day. All right, Jim, enjoy breakfast. We'll see ya. WSHM 738.
You on your way already, Jim?
I am. I'm going to the place. Well, I got like another half mile to go. I'm going to the usual country place.
Very good. Yeah, Cheryl's not out of bed yet, so it would be at least an hour before we could go.
Yep. And I have to go now. I need coffee, and I need, I don't know what I'm going to get, but coffee will start things off.
Well, send him a picture of the refrigerator, John, see if there's something in there he wants, and just leave the Pizza Populous alone, or the Beagle gets it.
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, anyway, I couldn't go because, you know, I'd be gone when she gets up. We got to go first thing when she gets up. So, can't waste no time.
Yeah, his vacation's over.
Maybe I have no vacation. I drove 4 miles in 2 days than I do all week.
Double, John 1.
Yeah, because I've been the Mobile with 5 watts.
Oh, I also have an update, John, so I'll correct some information from yesterday.
All right.
Investigation continues.
All right. Gonna update on Discord.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, enjoy your breakfast, and you got company?
No, I don't have company. This is me. This is me, myself, and I.
All right. Thought maybe Michelle was with you. All right. Well, I gotta catch this update. So I will be back. WRUZ 935.
73 WSHM 738. Enjoy your food this morning, Jim.
WSEU 202.
Wow, this is the smartest repeater in town. It even gives you the time. What time is it now, Mr. Repeater?
WSLI 302, standing by.
You are WB 49 and we're standing by.
WSLI 302, standing by. WSLI 302 standing by. WSLI 302 standing by.
WSEU 202, good afternoon.
WSLI 302, standing by.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSLI 302, standing by.
What's going on, Steve?
Hey, just coming off the ice over here at the, over here in Fairhaven.
I was going to go today, but I figured it was during lunch hour, but I'm like, yeah, I'll just go after work. How packed was it today? Because it was like, there was a lot yesterday.
Packed out here. Packed, 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 packed. Trying to get out of here right now. I should say I'm at the... trying to get out of here right now. That's about it. At the parking lot here.
Yeah, if I would have known you were going to go out there today, I would have, you know, I would have just went out there and hung out there.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Trying to get out of here is like, holy shit, man. I wonder if there's another, I'm sure there's another driveway out of here. Oh, yeah, there is right there. I'm looking down, I think that's where people, oh, there sure is, right next door.
Right next to the restaurant, and then you got the DNR launch. I would just use the DNR launch, but I have used that other one by the restaurant, it's just a little, you know, it gets a little sketchy.
Yeah, a lot of people coming in and out, you know, off the ice over there. On and off, I should say.
Funny, me and John were KDA-KXJ. We were sitting there watching this guy trying to make his own you know, exit on M29, and well, he got his F-250 stuck. Coming had to, you know, pull him out with chains.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't do it unless I seen like a couple hundred people doing it, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, oh boy. Yeah, I wouldn't do it either, but, you know, hey. Some people think, oh yeah, four-wheel drive, you know, it goes through butter. You know, it does anything you want it to do. No, not always.
you're right on that. You are right on that, boy. They got, they're doing the roundabout, you know, where the dirt bikes are racing and not the snowmobiles, but all the pickup trucks where they go in that circle. People are out there just driving crazy.
That's where it starts to get stupid. You know, when you get people like that out there doing that stuff. I mean, you know, the idea was to, you know, race, you know, not do stupid things. I mean, but, you know, there's always going to be a few bad apples that record for the, you know, for the rest of the people.
Oh, yeah, that's about to happen out there. I mean, people, they're out there doing drifting in the circle, you know, when it should be like the dirt bikes and the four and the quads, you know, driving. But it's people out there fucking just driving ridiculous. I mean, they're just doing stupid shit.
Stupid stuff. We get in trouble if we swear on here. Anyway. But, yeah, I know, man. You know, it's something, dude. There's always something. Yeah, I was pretty surprised to see, you know, there was a couple of road coaches out there yesterday making their, you know, bucks.
Oh, no kidding.
6 grease trap or pick your poison. You know, you got grease trap on wheels over here, or you got grease trap on wheels over there.
Roger on that. Oh, boy, somebody's trying to come off there. Oh, somebody did go off there. Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. They're trying to make their own spots to come off into the water. I mean, come off. Yep. 777's over there across from Eddie's. He went out there just a little while ago. He's probably just now getting out there with his chamois. Just going in the spillway there, I think, or at the end of it.
Bob, yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's still going to be, you know, a good week for this weather, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to mess with the ice, though. You know, I don't think it's going to be, it's not going to be warm enough to mess with this ice.
I got up this morning. It was about, like, 2 degrees, so we're still good. Now, that ice has got to be at least about, what, 4 foot thick, almost? Maybe 6?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be there for a long time. It's going to be there for a while. Even if the temperatures get up a little bit into the 20s, 30s, it's not going nowhere. It'll be there for a while now. Because we've had a couple good weeks of this.
Yeah, I copy that. WRWB 49.
You're coming out here every weekend, though, huh?
I'm at lunch hour, you know, I've been going out there, you know, almost every weekend. Well, every Saturday at least. Sometimes Sunday, you know, it all depends. I mean, I'm only working like down the street from there, so it's like, why not?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Normally work is up that way, you know. North Macomb and St. Clair County. That's my territory. I won't do, you know, the South End anymore, or Southwest and Oakland County. I mean, I've worked out that way, but I don't like doing it. I hate the traffic because, you know, it's just too much hustle and bustle.
WSLI 302. Yes, I know what you're saying there. I know what you're saying on the hustle and bustle and the traffic's baloney there.
Colorado, they had you working out there by the old Cal 12, right there at Telegraph and 12 Mile.
Yeah, that's a drive. That is a drive.
actually where I was working was like right, basically right across the street from the old American Motors World Headquarters there in Southfield.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Called the American Center building. I think a bank owns it now. Yeah, for a while there, it was, you know, Chrysler's, because they had it when they took them over. I knew someone that used to work in that building. And then from there, who knows what it is now. I think it's, you know, some bank owns it.
Copy on the bank owning it, yeah. Yeah, it's that, I believe it. I believe the bank's owning everything here and there every now and then. It's up for sale, I take it, right?
Oh, it could be, who knows. But yeah, that's where I was working for a while, you know, for like the whole summer. And then, you know, and then I had a fill-in during the winter months, you know, over that way. I'm like, dude, and I told my boss, I'm like, man, you know, I don't want to be working out this way. If you can find somebody else that's willing to take the case, that's fine. I mean, I would rather not work out this way. It's too far, and I hate the drive.
Roger on that, yeah. I don't blame you at all. Heck no.
I'm filling in every once in a while, but, you know, when it's like, nah, you know, just like sometimes they'll have you work in Marine City, you know, I don't mind working, you know, every once in a while, or in Port Huron every once in a while, but, you know, not all the time.
Yeah, 10-4 on that. Been out this way in, man, I don't know how long, 6-7 years. I used to come out this way all the time back in the day, and now it's been, since I've been on the ice over there, it's been since probably 2016, since I've been out there on the ice.
Roger. Yeah, I go out there, you know, quite often. You know, it gives me something to do when the wife's at work.
Oh yeah, it's perfect. Perfect. If I would have came out here with some people, it would have been great. Just so much stuff to watch, you know. Watch all the crazy people.
Yeah, it was funny. Some guy brought a rat rod on the ice. That thing had no traction at all and no get up. It was all show. It was loud and all show. That's it, you know. Made lots of noise, but it just didn't go anywhere. But it was cool to watch.
Some guy had a big monster truck out there today. A big monster truck. Oh, my God. Holy baloney. You won't believe the size of the wheel. And it takes horsepower.
Yeah, I seen that yesterday. That was out there when me and John were hanging out.
Okay, Roger on that.
Yeah, I might go out there after work and just check it out and see what's going on. I might see what Gino's up to.
Coming out to the bay, you guys?
Go out where you're at. Get over.
On the way now, I'm driving through the turns here, get back to the expressway. I'm going to swing on by where 777's at over there across from Eddie's, because he's supposedly just right off the, you know, walking, you know, right there somewhere. Get a Pride Park, I'm thinking, and across the street from Eddie's. See what's going on. I'm going to run in the store and get me a cold beverage. Pop, that is, a cold pop.
That's Johnny Cryjack, the number 44 Monster Motors on that truck.
But, all right, man. We will catch you later. I'll be on the portable, but I'll just be listening in. So, yeah, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WSLI 302, I'm heading out of the truck for a bit. All right, I'll talk to you later.
WSHY 363 testing. WSHY 363 testing.
WSHY 363 testing. 1-2 testing. 1-2.
WSHY 363 testing.
WSHY 363 testing.
Thank you.
Tony.